Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sent to the net by Columbus. Save made by Crona. Up ice comes LeBanc across the blue line. Feeps to the right, shot, score! Henry Thrun from Kevin LeBanc makes it a 3-2 game with 8:18 to go in the third. Right after a big save by Crona, the Sharks rush up the ice and Thrun gets the Sharks back in it.
Thought we did a much, much better job of being at the net more, shooting pucks, having a little bit more of a greasy mentality, getting inside, rebound chances, tips, and, you know, but 20 minutes of that's not enough. You got to do that for 60.
All right, what's happening, everyone? We've got ourselves a nice Sunday afternoon clash against the Chicago Blackhawks. Again, the two teams vying for the number one overall pick by record in the NHL. Obviously, stranger things have happened, but you would assume that when all is said and done, one of these two teams at the end of this season will have the overall number one pick, and well, maybe a chance to get Macklin Celebrini if that's still the consensus number one pick when we get to that point, as things can always change. The San Jose Sharks, again, coming off last night's game against Columbus. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was a couple of things. It was a team that's at a talent deficit against even where Columbus is right now, and I thought that the Sharks showed a lot of good fight. You saw Fabian Zetterlin continue to have a really nice season. He's on pace for more than 22 goals, 22.33 something, I forget was the number that I cited on Morning Tide earlier this morning. But yeah, I mean, he's having a good season. And I think that if he can score, you know, in the 20 to 25 range on this team, that when you are a better Sharks team and you've got more ability around him, that you can see that much more goal scoring out of him. And, you know, if he can be that type of a player consistently throughout his career, I think that's an exciting aspect to his game. I think that Fabian Zetterlin continues to show Sharks fans a lot of what they want to see. Of course, Magnus Crona, again, he had another good game yesterday. I thought that, you know, again, he gave up three goals. I thought only one of them was one that he would want back. I think there were good efforts on the other goals that were scored against him. I think ultimately with him, he is consistently showing that he can play at the NHL level. This is his first extended look, probably a little bit ahead of schedule if we're being honest. But again, I think he's doing a good job to show that he has great ability and great potential as we get deeper into his NHL career. So I'm excited for him. I think it's good to see these Sharks players having opportunities to continue to grow their games. We're getting a greater look at, you know, Thomas Bortolo once again. I continue to like what I see out of him. Occasionally, he'll make some mental mistakes. Sometimes he'll poke a pass that he needs to be a little bit more decisive with. But, you know, I understand, like, he's learning. And I think it's important to remember that these guys are going through a learning process right now. They're not expected to be perfect. They're not expected to be, you know, contenders. There are bumps in the road. Henry Thrun got a goal in last night's game, but, you know, in games prior, there have been bumps in the road. And I think that's, again, okay, as long as you see what the end result is for the San Jose Sharks, and that is building towards the future. They're all part of the future. It's just a matter of getting to that future sooner rather than later, which is why they are all taking their lumps now. And one guy who I hope is part of the future, we don't know what his contract status will be, but at least for himself, he's given himself a real injection into an NHL career with high draft status, and that is Filip Zadina. You know, I've really enjoyed his game, watched the way he's played since the break. He's really, you know, his timing has been better. I think he's more often than not in the right place in the right time. You know, continues to score goals, looks potent. I'm very excited for his future. And so I talked with him on Friday about everything that's been going on with the San Jose Sharks, the trade deadline, losing a country mate or a couple, and guys like Tomáš Hertl and Radim Šimek. And I know that all the checkmates, as I like to call them, were a tight bunch. So yeah, I thought this was a really good conversation. I figured you would enjoy. So here is my chat with Filip Zadina. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Filip Zadina. Filip, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. And I am specifically really enjoying watching your game lately because, you know, you've been putting in the hard work all year long, and it seems like since the other side of the break, the goals have obviously been coming for you. It seems like your timing has really been kind of the next level. Like, everyone knows you have plenty of speed, and your burst out there on the ice is obviously noticeable, but it seems like lately you've more often been in the right place at the right time, and you've positioned yourself well. Is that something that maybe the coaches had talked to you about, or is it something to where your game's evolved a little bit to where you feel like you know where you need to be in these situations?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's just how the season goes. You just kind of like get settled down, especially with the new team, kind of new system and everything. So it just takes a little time, but I'm obviously really happy that it's going better after the break. And I just, I don't know, to be honest, obviously, I've been talking to coaches. Like, we've been doing video and stuff, and helped me a lot. But on the other side, I would just say that I've been doing the same things over and over, and now it's paying off a little bit. So I'm just trying to do my job and stick with it.
You had a great quote in one of the post games, and you said it was from Mike Ricci, where you said you never know when hard work is going to pay off. Like, I love that, man. I had never heard that expression before, but like, of course it came from Ricci, because that guy is just full of gems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great to have him around, and you know, when he's trying to help us, to just I'm trying to learn from it and you know, understand what's he trying to teach us, and you know, the quote he said, it kind of stuck with me, and as I can see, as I can feel, it's true.
I'm curious, you know, you are now at a career high in a season for goals. Previously, it had taken you 72 games, you know, for a 10-goal season. Now you're above that pace and significantly ahead in goals. You know, do you feel like your game in the NHL is finally catching up with your level of talents? Because obviously you had, you know, high draft status for a reason. Obviously you were in a tough spot previously. And, you know, we all know that when you're on a team that's not great, it's that much harder for everybody to score goals. But, you know, suddenly now you are producing, you are at a more consistent level. Is this where you hope that your career kind of takes that turn where you move from one, you know, chapter to the next?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in that, you know, once the team will get better, every single person, like every single player in the team will, you know, score more, produce more. But once you're, you know, you're trying to battle every night, like, you know, when you don't have that skill, so you have to, you know, overcome with, you know, with battling and, you know, playing full 60 minutes, just, you know, it's hard, but obviously just trying to do, you know, my job, put the puck on net, and trying to hit the good spots to put the puck in, or be around the net, and or find the spots where I can get the puck to shoot the puck.
Yeah, no, it's clearly working. You know, when you are at a career high point now in your goal production, you're only a couple off on your assists as well. Going back to that 21 season when you had 24 points, you're at 22 right now. I mean, did you have the goal that you wanted to put up your best numbers ever this year, or did you not really worry about the numbers and want to make yourself just overall the best player you could be?
Yeah, I would say that I was trying to do my, you know, best expression for you know, for the new team, and I wasn't really trying to set a goal for, you know, for points or something like that. I just one thing I said before the season, I just wanted to stay healthy, and you know, it's still a lot of games to have, but you know, I've been feeling pretty lucky to stay healthy, and you know, whatever comes point wise will come, and obviously just want to end up strong this season, and you know, do my best.
I'm curious, this past week saw the trade deadline, and Tomáš Hertl was traded and Radim Šimek was traded. And obviously those are two players with this franchise that have been here a while, but for you specifically, those were two of, you know, what I call the checkmates between you and Jan and Tommy and Radim. Is it hard when guys Especially you come from the same country as you, get traded, because I mean, obviously your English is, you know, you're perfect pretty much. And, but it's still like, there's those guys that, you know, went through a lot of the same cultural similarities as you did growing up. There's obviously some things that you have, in common with somebody who's from the Czech Republic that other players don't, and now they're gone.
Unfortunate that I, you know, didn't get a chance to play with those two for a little bit more, but obviously it's probably better for them, I guess. You know, for Tommy, he's done a tremendous job for this organization, and he obviously wanted to, you know, try to get the cup, and he's got a pretty good shot with the Vegas. So we wish him the best, and as I said, like, he's done a lot of for this organization and for the young guys and for the players. So we wish him the best, and for Radim, it's just a change of scenario right now. We're wishing him the best as well. We're gonna miss that for sure.
Yeah, no, it is. It's wild, and you know, obviously. Those guys obviously been here for a while, and they're going on to hopefully a good situation for both of them. But it seems like every player who's from the Czech Republic is a good dude. You guys are all good talkers, good interviews. So you make our lives easier. I'm curious, how freaked out was everybody last night when Granny goes down with what looked like a serious injury? Were you stunned when he came back out onto the ice?
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, when I saw that what really happened, I thought, like, it's something major, or he might be done for at least a game. And then all of a sudden, the next shift, I hear Quinny saying that granny's line going on the ice, and I was like, oh, well, we're fortunate that, you know, it's not something really bad, because it didn't look, you know, that good.
No, it did not in the slightest. And, you know, he's another guy who's been playing really well all season long. Obviously this is a tough situation for you guys. You've been eliminated for the playoffs, and, you know, a lot of the players are, you know, trying to prove themselves. Does it still feel like there's a good vibe in the dressing room? Cause that's kind of the vibe that I get. Like, I feel like, yeah, it's been a tough year, obviously, but, you know, I don't see any sense of fracturing. It seems like you guys are still enjoying going out there and playing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's really hard when the team's not winning and you know, having this kind of hard season, but we're trying to stay positive, you know, play for each other, have fun, and that's how we get through this season and win some games. You know, it's just the positivity around the team, it's important to stick with each other and play on the ice during the games with each other. It's really important to stick with each other and have a good time.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And, it does seem like the guys are still having a good time, even though, you know, the results are not always going the way you want. Obviously the team got a big win on Saturday night against Ottawa, especially coming right after the deadline. I felt that was a big moment for the team. Tuesday night against Philadelphia, I mean, you guys were right there with them. I thought, you know, even though it's a loss, I still thought that was a very well-played game. Last night, it's a 3-3 game going into the third period against a team that's fighting for their playoff lives. They got two goals and then an empty netter in the third, but I still feel like the effort was there. What was the mood after last night's loss?
It was tough. I mean, we've been playing decent hockey, tied with kind of this team. They have a decent, good players, I would say. Like, they're not a bad team, so playing 3-3 on the road game, so it's good. Just got to do a better job managing the late of the game and trying to, you know, get some points.
How has it been working with Magnus Crona, obviously getting his first extended run in the NHL as a goalie? He's had some great performances. There was the shootout loss in Dallas, in which I thought he was phenomenal. The game against Ottawa, obviously. The game against the Flyers, he was really, really good. How's it been watching him get, you know, this first extended look at the NHL?
It's been great. I mean, he's every time he was in the net, he showed up for us. He played really well, and he gave us those chances to win those games. And then it's up to us to score goals and manage the game, because he's doing really good job for us in the net. So he's helping us win the games this way.
Any of your friends and family back home text you and ask what happened to all the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads?
No, nobody really asked me, but it was pretty funny to see that. So hopefully they'll find it.
I was not the news story that I was expecting to wake up yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, that's one that I was not
Amazing.
expecting.
Yeah.
But off day for you today, man. What's your plan?
Nothing really, just take care of my body a little bit, do some stuff in the gym and be ready for tomorrow to, for the game and hopefully for the winning game.
Yeah, what do you guys have to do against Columbus to walk away with 2 points?
It's mostly about us to just focus for the full 60 minutes, play good D zone and O zone and just play with the puck, don't do any mistakes and as I said, like it's more about us than them. We got to be better. We got to, just be better overall and score more goals than them. Simple.
Nice. Well, Mr. Zadina, I will let you go and get into some of that rest and recovery that the body needs so you can be ready for Saturday. But I appreciate your time as always, man. And I'll see you when you get
Thank
back
you.
in the Bay Area. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Again, that was Philip Zadina joining us on the Sharks Audio Network as we get you ready for today's game against Chicago. 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock go time, right here on the Sharks Audio Network as we take a look at the standings right now in the Pacific Division. The Sharks are at the bottom, 39 points on the year, 16, 43, and 7. And of course, Chicago is sitting at 18, 44, and 5. They have two more points than San Jose. And then next up would be Anaheim at 49 points. So yeah, the Blackhawks and the Sharks right now are in their own territory at the bottom of the West and the NHL. But what is going to be amazing, and I think that people everywhere as their own teams will eventually have to go through rebuilds and teardowns of their own, is that you look at what the Sharks and Blackhawks are going through right now, and then if these two teams are going against each other in the playoffs year after year after year, if they are vying for Stanley Cups, if they're meeting in the Western Conference Final, if they are, just battling consistently in the playoffs, then I think that the rest of the league will take note, as they should, that rebuilds are the go-to route in a lot of these situations where you're not great, you're not doing anything, you don't want to just be middling forever. Sometimes you've got to tear it down and build it back up. And I know that, Calgary, they're not going to do that right now, but what have they been since they had a really good year a couple years ago? They haven't really been what we expected them to be. Are they a couple players away? I don't know anymore. And then you look back at what Colorado did, and they were one of the worst teams in the NHL. And then they got real good in a real hurry. And then they are, each year, especially when injuries are taken into consideration, but they are contending for a Stanley Cup. And I expect them to be contending when all is said and done this year. Right now, they find themselves atop of the, the Central right now. And then you look at, where Tampa was, a while ago. They were a bad, bad team. And then now, yes, they are vying for a wild card spot, but they won multiple cups and appeared in multiple Stanley Cup finals and, have been a generational team. And so I think you just have to look at all these things that teams go through. The rebuild matters. You have to get bad to be good again. I know that in sports, we always have this fight against it. And yes, if you draft well enough, ostensibly, you can put yourself in a position to succeed. I think the Bruins are a very good example of that, but even they are not perfect. But if you're going to have an extended run like the Sharks had, like Detroit had, there's going to be some growing pains to where you have to go through that rebuild where you've got to take it all down and then build it back up again. And then what I keep on coming back to is that, people right now look at where the Sharks and the Blackhawks are, and it's, they're easy targets to say, oh, look at these teams, they're so bad. And it bothers me when people say, oh, or the Sharks are being mismanaged. It's like, no, the Sharks are doing exactly what they set out to do. They had to tear it down to build it back up again. I think it's easy, again, to be an outside observer and look at results and say, oh, well, this team is bad. And it's like, yes, no one's saying this team is good, but this was the plan. You have to get bad to be good again. That's what the Sharks are going through right now. It is not easy for the team. It's not easy for the fans. But I think that when you do see the play of Fabian Zetterlund, when you watch, you know, the way that Mikael Granlund has been as of late, when you see Mario Ferraro and his leadership, you do see that light at the end of the tunnel, even if it is still a way is at the end of the tunnel. There is light. All right, that wraps up for this edition of The Build-Up. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning on Morning Tide as we look back at the game between the San Jose Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.